So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tan Rabbanan, Apotropos and Meshalman min ha'aliyah. An apotropos who was appointed to guard the Yisemid's ox and it became a muad. If the Shoyer muad gored another ox, he pays nezek from other assets. However, the ain Meshalman kaifer, if the Shoyer muad killed the person, the apotropos does not pay kaifer because, as the Gemara explains, the braisa holds kufr kapara, the yasmin labbene kapara ninu. The obligation of kaifer is a kapara, an atonement, and is not a minor compensation. And therefore, the Yisraelim who are not yet of age for kapara do not pay kaifer. The Gemara goes on to suggest that kufr kapara is possibly a machlekes in the braisa. The pasuk states, "Im kaifer yushas alav, benasim pidyon nafshei." The Rabbanan say, "Dimei nizik, kaifer is assessed according to the nizik's value." Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher b'Yechim and Bereke disagrees and says, "Dimei mazik, kaifer is assessed according to the mazik's value." The Gemara initially assumes that the machlekes is as follows. The Rabbanan hold the main nizik because kufra m'maynehu. He pays the nizik's value to compensate for the loss. While Rabbi Shmuel holds the main mazik because kufra kapara. He pays his own value to achieve atonement for himself. However, Rav Papa says this is not necessarily so. All might agree that kufra kapara hu. And the machlekes is in the interpretation of the pasuk. The Rabbanan hold ben nizik shayminan because there is a gzeir shava of the word shisa. The pasuk here states im kaifer yushas alav, and an earlier pasuk referring to dmei vlad states kasha yashas alav bala isha, malahalim b'denizik of kamba denizik. Just as the shisa that refers to the assessment of the nizik, the uber, so to shisa here refers to the assessment of the nizik. While Rabbi Shmuel holds b'demazik sheminan because the pasuk here specifies v'nasim pidyon nafshei. Nafshei implies the value of the one who pays the mazik. While the rabbanan say ein pidyon nafshik siv. Miu ki sheminan b'denizik sheminan. Nafshei indeed means the kaifer atones for the mazik, but the kaifer is assessed according to the value of the nizik. The Gemara proceeds and questions. Now that we established kufr kapara, shor shel shnei shutfin ketzed mishalmin kaifer. If the shor muad was owned by two partners, what kaifer amount does each partner pay? If we are to say mishalm high kaifer v'high kaifer, each one pays the complete kaifer amount to atone for himself. Kaifer echad amrachman, the balei shnei kaifrin. The pasuk mentions only one kaifer amount, not two. And if we are to say haichatzi kaifer v'haichatzi kaifer, each one pays only half the kaifer amount. Kaifer shalom amrachman, the balei chatzi kaifer. The kapar for each person is achieved only with a complete kaifer, but not with a partial kaifer. The question remains unresolved. The Gemara cites a braisa. Tan rabbanan, shalli b'cheskes tam v'nim tzimud. If a person borrowed someone's shor on the assumption that it was a shor tam, but it was actually a shur mu'ud, and a gored another shur. Ba'ilim mishalm chatzi nezik, v'shel mishalm chatzi nezik. The owner and the shoyl are both liable, and they each pay for half the hezik, which in all amounts to nezik shalom, because as Rashi explains, nitirus de tam miyo kibul alav, u'ba'ilim hoylim v'loy hoydiyuhu mishalm ha'chatzi. The shoyl accepted upon himself to provide the shmir of a tam, which he did not do, therefore he must pay chatzi nezik as a tam does. And the owner did not instruct the shoyl to provide the shmir of a mu'ud, therefore, he must pay the other half to complete Nezik Shalom as a Mu'ud does. The Braisa continues, Who would bevei shoyel v'chzir l'baylim? If when the shur was borrowed, it was a tam, and in the shoyl's jurisdiction, the shur became a Mu'ud, and after the shur was returned to its owner, gored another shur, baylim mishal m'chatzi nezik, v'shoyel pata miklum. The owner pays for half the hezik, and the shoyel does not pay anything. The Gemara asks that the Seifa and Reisha seemingly contradict each other. The Sefer rules the owner pays only Chatzei Nezik, which implies Rishus Meshana. The Shor Mu'ud becomes a Tam through its transfer from the Shor back to the owner. While the Reisha rules that together they pay Nezik Shalom, which implies Rishus Eina Meshana. The Shor remained a Mu'ud when it was transferred from the owner to the Shoyl. The Gemara offers three explanations. Rabbi Yechanan says, Tavra, Mishashana Zu, Leishana Zu. The Reisha and Sefer are two different opinions. The Reisha holds Rishus Eino Mishana, and therefore even in the Sefer's case, the owner must pay Nezik Shalom, because it remains a Mu'ud. And the Sefer holds Rishus Mishana, and therefore even in the Reisha's case, the owner and the Shoyl together pay only Chatzin Nezik, because it becomes a Tam. Rabba says, Midereisha Rishus Eino Mishana, Sefer Nami Rishus Eino Mishana. Both the Reisha and Sefer hold that Rishus Eino Mishana, and in the Sefer, the owner pays only Chatzin Nezik, but not Nezik Shalom, because the Amalei Lav Kol Kaminach, the owner claims that the shoyl had no right to transform his ox into a mu'ud. Papa says, "Min the sefer rishus mishana, reisha nami rishus mishana." Both the sefer and the reisha hold that rishus mishana, and in the ratio they pay nezik shalom but not chazir nezik, because mishum dechal makim shahaylech shem ba'ilav alav. The shor is always considered in its owner's jurisdiction, even while it was with the shayl. Therefore, there was no shin rishus. The previous Mishnah mentioned shor etzdadin in the chayv misa. If an ox that was trained to gore others kills a person, the shor is not put to death, because the pasuk states ki yigach shor es ish, sakel yisakel v'lo yishigichuhu. Only if the ox gores on its own is it put to death, but not if others incite it to gore. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding ma'al gabe mizbeach. Is a shor etzdadin qualified to be brought as a carbon on the altar? Rav Amar kasher, anasu. Rav holds a shor etzdadin is qualified for a carbon, and it is not considered a negeach, which is pasul, because it was forced to do so. Shmuel Amar pasul hari neved by aveira. Shmuel holds a shor etzdadin is disqualified for a carbon, because it is considered a negeach, since a person was killed through the shor. The Gemara concludes with a braisa that supports Rav. Shor etzdadin ein chayav misa, bekashel gabe mizbeach, mepnei shehu kama usa.